This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
So we wind up the month of May, and we're ready for June, high school all-star basketball month. Lying ahead for recent Bloomington South graduate Tucker Blackwell, Bloomington and Monroe County's first Indiana basketball all-star in 5 years, ready to get set to sweep the best from Kentucky in a couple of weeks. The third-team AP All-Stater on his way to West Point this fall to play hoops, a four-year starter for Hall of Fame Panther coach J.R. Holmes, the without a doubt, unquestioned leader of that 21-5 sectional championship team that took eventual state champ and top-ranked New Albany into overtime in last March's regional semifinal. Now preparation to take down Kentucky when the two-game, two-night series resumes at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis June the 11th. But a week from tonight, the Holmes Court on the city's south side, the venue for the All-Stars as they warm up with the Indiana Junior All-Stars, boys and girls, as Tucker plays one final time on his alma mater home court. But I tell you, returning to the baseball diamond for his senior campaign, a key cog on the Panthers squad, that shortstop for Phil Klusner's back-to-back sectional Kings. The title won, as most of you know, Monday afternoon, 5-1 over Columbus East. First of back-to-back crowns in 26 years, and now the region bound they are to Evansville Saturday, a member this year as the defending regional champion. As the baseballers open a new month, and they'll get ready for baseball, and Tucker will, actually have not only a new month tomorrow, but certainly his plate full. And Tucker joins us tonight along with J.R. Holmes as part of our South High salute on Sports Talk here at Yogi's. A little bit later, more purple and white as veteran track and field boys coach Larry Williams, Panthers sectional and regional champions, getting set for the state here in town out of D.C. Billy Hayes track on Saturday afternoon. His seniors one final time on the big stage. It's a busy night, South Panther night, as we welcome you to Sports Talk. We're live tonight from Yogi's, along with our producer, Will Boatman, high atop our One City Center studios downtown. On-site producers, Tom Mulvihill, along with Joanna and Mike Glasscott, and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone. Joe Smith, as we greet you on this final day of May, and JR alongside. And before we talk about all-star basketball, it has been an all-star school year for Bloomington South. JR, congratulations on what has been, and there's still plenty out there to win and salvage, but what a year. And I thought last year was good. 2015-16, exceptional.
Well, yeah, we've won 11 out of 19 sectionals in our sports so far, and our golf team is heavy favorite to win the sectional here this weekend, so chance to be 12 out of 20 sports, and we won 8 or 9 conference championships along with that, along with the All-Sports Award for boys, and also we All-Sports Award for girls, even though we tied with Columbus North on that. So having both boys and girls to win that in the conference is a great achievement. And, you know, we still have our track teams having the state meet, yep, with the girls and boys there, and then our baseball teams in the regional, then our boys' golf team. We anticipate going all the way to the state.
Well, and you talk a little about the girls tying Columbus North, but that being said, that hadn't been done in a ton of years, well over a decade plus. I think it's almost been a couple of decades since they had that as good a finish tying Columbus North of the all sports. But take your pick, boys, girls, you like them both, just exceptional. And that included your sectional championship basketball team back in the winter.
Well, it was really a great winter. We won 4 out of 6 of the sports in the wintertime, and basketball, I think, achieved a lot, more so than maybe what they started the preseason in their minds or people's minds. But they came together and played well, and you have a player that was able to carry us in certain games when things weren't going well, and then sort of have a team that if you go back and look, there'll be some guy get 20 one game that you weren't counting on and kept us in there. But probably most of all, defensively, we were pretty consistent all year long, so that was great.
Well, and a young man that'll wear the same jersey number in a couple of weeks. Well, next Tuesday night, he'll be playing at Bloomington South. We'll get to that in a second, and we'll also get to Tucker Blackwell here in a second. But 4 games shy of 100 total, career games for Bloomington South, 96 games he appeared in. And, you know, one thing I can go back, and we go back a long, long time, many, many decades, you and I, it's been something to see a freshman come in for one of your clubs, start and stay in there until he ends his career.
Well, there's not very many that do that, and that's what when we were talking at the meetings when we're looking at the All-State teams and the All-Star teams. You know, when you get a chance, everybody talks about their players and how they should be on a particular team. But, you know, one of the things I tell them, if you start 4 years and average double figures all 4 years, for us, you're a pretty good player. And there's not very many kids that's been able to do that.
No.
You know, Jordy Hulls was a Mr. Basketball. He didn't start as a freshman. So, you know, you can have success by not starting, but there's just been very few that's been there for all 4 years to start for us.
Well, we want to bring on Tucker, J.R. Holmes, the voice, very familiar on the airwaves, obviously, and so is Tucker Blackwell. And as I said, without a question, the team leader this past year, 21-5. So many positives, young man. First of all, congratulations being a fresh now alum of Bloomington South, but a sectional championship yesterday. But let's talk a little about basketball. I imagine to you, Tucker, it's just been whirlwind ever since, you played that final game in your high school career down in Seymour on that March Saturday.
Yeah, it was actually a really cool game. I hit that shot to tie it, and that's something I'll never forget. And even though we lost, to play in front of 9,000 people like that, sold out, standing room only, was a good way to go out.
Got the old man excited again, and it's been the rule rather than the exception with your outstanding play. You know, we talked about your 96 career games, but let's go back and talk about your freshman year. You averaged just under 12 points. You kind of kept that flowing until this year, and we'll talk a little about your senior year because it was special. But what did basketball just talk a little about what basketball had meant to you, what JR and the staff had given you over the course of your 4 years?
Coming in as a freshman, I didn't know how much I'd play. I thought I'd be a JV player. I thought I'd play a little varsity too. But that first game, I played a quarter of JV at New Albany, and then they pulled me out. I thought I was in trouble. I didn't get to play the rest of the game. And then I ended up starting a varsity game. So it was a good game. I was super cottonmouth. I think I scored like 7 points. It's something I'll never forget because that place was rocking. We ended up losing, but, I mean, it's a memory.
You know, JR, we talk a little about Tucker Blackwell, the voice of the Indiana All-Stars here in 2016, and he'll be wearing his familiar jersey number 11 a week from tonight down on the home court against the Indiana Junior All-Stars. We talk about leadership. We talk about the whole package here, JR, as Tucker has evolved in his career. And here's a team, or a young man, too, that not only led you in scoring, but he was also your top assist man and steals man.
Well, I think that every year I tell our kids coming back, somebody has to be a surprise player. Somebody has to do something more than the normal. And he'd been through 3 years of averaging about 11 points. And then, you know, this year I thought he really stepped up the game from all aspects of it, and averaged 18 or 19 points a game, had some big games for us. So someone like that gives you an opportunity for you to talk to him about the All-Stars, because to be an Indiana All-Star, there's a couple, two or three things that have to happen other than if you're a number one Division One recruit that's automatically going to be there. If you're that type of player that's from number 7 to 27, and there's about equal in that thing, what have you done to separate yourself? And you play for a program that's traditionally been pretty good. You're the leader of that program. You have significant success in a tournament, or you have significant big-time games at the right time. And his two games against New Albany, the start of the season, was 26 and 30-some the last game.
32.
And then them going on to being state champions, that brought a lot of prestige to that particular game he had. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that when he played for South, which has been traditionally one of the best team in the state in the last 20 years off and on, you play for a coach that's real old and has some influence, and you win. You know, he's 21-5. They won the sectional, and he had that big-time game. And when you do that, it's hard to keep you off, because this year, through the course of the year, he went through against four or five guys who were on the junior All-Stars.
Exactly.
That he dominated that particular game against that particular player. So it would be hard to choose those players over him. So you have to do something to put yourself in that position.
Over 1,300 career points for Tucker Blackwell, wearing that jersey 11 for J.R. Holmes. And, you know, Tucker, we talk a little about your senior year. Let's go back. I mean, you led the team, as we mentioned, in steals and assists, but to the scoring average was just a point shy of 20 a ball game. What are you going to take away from, and how did that really, culminate things for you in all of the highs and lows that you had to come through with as consistent a season that you had, son?
I think that's something like me and Coach Holmes talked about all the time. He wanted more consistency from me. I'd have games my freshman through junior year that I had 25, and then I'd have games where I'd have like 7. So just during the summers, I worked out with Coach Van Arsdale basically every day, trying to become a better ball handler and shoot off the dribble. And I think that's what separated me this year. I was able to create my own shot more than just running off a screen every now and again.
Tucker Blackwell, the first of Bloomington South Indiana All-Star since D. Davis wore his jersey in 2011. And in action a week from tonight for the Indiana All-Stars. Collectively, they'll be at the home court. We'll talk about that game. JR's got some things up his sleeve as the boys and the girls will play a twin bill down at Bloomington South a week from tonight. And more with Tucker Blackwell when we come back on a night to salute the purple and white of Bloomington South basketball, boys track and field. We'll do all of that. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Now back already, our producer Will Boatman, Tom Overhill here at Yogi's along with co-producers Joanna and Mike Lascott. And here in the first segment talking Indiana High School All-Star basketball, and proudly so, as Tucker Blackwell will be playing for the Indiana All-Stars. And before we talk to JR about the game specifically on Tuesday night, a week from tonight, Tucker, as we mentioned, everything began whirlwind after, and I tell you, he's a young man that there wasn't one time in any broadcast that we had when Tucker didn't come in, give me the matchups and then come up as you did. I'll never forget that, in a tough situation after losing in overtime to New Albany, where you played your guts out and hit that, would have been a historic, well, it was a historic three anyway, to come back like you did. But talk a little about the All-Star and when the, I mean, first of all, did you even think at that particular point in time, third team AP All-State, you had the credentials. Was it in the back of your mind that, boy, this could be the icing on the cake?
It was always something that I really wanted, and when I finally got it, I was like, wow, this is probably the coolest thing ever. It was a dream I had growing up, playing at South, watching my brothers play, knowing Jordy as well as I did, knowing all those guys, knowing Kyle as well as I did, and seeing those jerseys hang in the hallway there. So it's super cool. It's surreal to see that, to know that my jersey's going to be there too,
well,
along with them.
It will be indeed. Now, we're talking about your plate being full, and we haven't even touched on baseball yet because this is kind of a little basketball show, but that was some more icing on the cake for you individually and for your high school to have you play in the middle of the diamond for Phil Klusner. But the process of college, you kept me posted, and you decided that you wanted to go to West Point. Talk to me a little about that, and you went there on site and what, fell in love with West Hempstead, New York.
Yeah, me and my mom, we flew out there, and once we got there, we didn't really know what to expect. And I want to try to describe it to you, but I can't really describe it because it's like nothing I've ever seen before. It's the most beautiful campus I've ever been to. It's so historic, everything about it. And it's going to be tough, I know that, but in 10 years, when I look back, it's going to be worth it. So,
well, now they have a new coach. Talk a little about that. Or
yeah.
Did they have a change in coach during your uh-huh. – how'd that work and how that kind of – I mean, they wanted you right from the get-go.
Mm-hmm. The coach that offered me took a job at Drexel. And then the main recruiter that I had, Jimmy Allen, is now the head coach. So it didn't really change that much, and so it was a really good fit for me.
Well, they play a tough schedule. You're in a tough league, the Patriot League, and who knows, maybe somewhere along the line you cross paths with the Hoosiers. I know. Yep. that's exciting. Now, let's get down to, well, June is tomorrow. Give us a kind of a scenario of from now, and I'm talking about All-Star basketball, and any yeah. conflict whatsoever? I know, you're still going to be down there at Fossey Field on yeah. Saturday, aren't you?
So Friday, I have that Hickory All-Star game at Knightstown.
I was going to ask you about
yeah,
that.
Saturday, we have the doubleheader, hopefully, then we'll win regionals after that. And then Sunday, I report for the Indian All-Stars in Indy. So Well, the more conflicts, the better. So
Tucker's talking about the Knightstown Historic Hoosier Gym, as you know, and that will be, as he mentioned, on Friday. And you're going to be a member of Bobby Allen out of Knightstown's coach, playing on the Hickory Huskers.
Yes,
so
sir.
You're going to be a Hickory Husker, huh?
Yep.
How many All-Stars, I'm looking down at real quick, are going to be on that team? I see Joey Brunks on that team. I'm talking about Friday nights now.
I think Kyle's in there, Desmond's in there, Joey.
Kyle Guy.
Maybe CJ's in there, I'm not sure.
Christian Munson.
He's not an All-Star, but he was pretty good. I can't think of anybody else, though.
So that ought to be interesting for you. So you report then to the All-Stars when again?
Sunday at noon.
Sunday at noon. JR, before now, and so we know now, and we haven't gotten to baseball yet with Tucker, but we know now a scenario for what he's going to be doing the rest of this week as June flips on the calendar tomorrow. Tell us what to expect and what you have going for you a week from tonight. I know there are some sponsorships available. I'll just throw the floor to you and tell the listeners and the faithful out there about that twin bill next Tuesday night.
Well, we had the opportunity, I guess you'd call it, to host this game. We haven't had one in Bloomington for a while, and to play the juniors and seniors, boys and girls all-star game. They did it a little different now this year that you have to sort of buy the game, but you get to keep the proceeds from the gate and from the concessions, and if you can sell some sponsorships to try to make up for that deficit, and if you make up more than that deficit, then you get to keep the profit. But it's a tough game because it costs a lot, but it's worth the opportunity for him to get to play here one more time and then bring the type of athletes that, you know, your kids have to see on both boys and girls here. It really helps maybe the Hoosiers a little bit, because I know four of the junior core group is four of the recruits that the paper says that Coach Green is recruiting a bunch, the Wilkes and Scruggs, and I think it's Williams and Jackson from Park Tudor, all been offered by IU, I assume. So that's a big game, and then they obviously go against the seniors. The girls have this young girl from Princeton who was the scoring record
over all-time lead
Bailey's record, you know. And,
yeah.
And then they have a couple of recruits there that I use looking at, the girls too, I think. So it depends of how the people come out. You know, it's the summertime. I'll tell everybody that the gym will be air-conditioned, so you'll be able to enjoy the game. Two games starting at 6 o'clock, the girls play, and then the boys play after that. But it's a lot more work than I anticipated when I jumped in like crazy and just said, yeah, I'll do it. You know, you got to provide locker rooms and food and meals, and you got to provide the media places. You got to get places for them to sell merchandise. Then all the people try to say they're pressed and sneak in, you know. And so we're trying to – don't try to sneak in, Joe. It costs you $6. But
have you got a buffet set up for the media, or have you thought
No, I'm having a hard time feeding the All-Star teams. Do well the media.
So we got to get some of those stadium steaks like we do at the Panther game.
But we offered a sponsorship for $200, which is really – if you got money, obviously. If you don't have $250, not a good deal. But if you have some money for $250, you sponsor the game. Your name will be on the video board at Bankers Life on June the 11th against Kentucky. You'll be mentioned on that. Plus, you get four tickets and a parking pass to that game. And if you're a really big South fan and you give $500, you get all that plus two all-sports passes for next year. So it's just the way we're trying to – I just want to break even, you know, and provide the game for the community, provide the game for Tucker, and say we've done it one time and had an opportunity. So it's a big deal. It's a lot of work, but this time next week will be just about done.
Well, and you're used to that, though, because you're an outstanding in your role as a basketball coach, where you're a Hall of Famer. You're not many slots removed from being a Hall of Fame athletic director, so you ought to be used to that, huh? I mean, now, tickets are how much again?
$6 at the door. And
that's a week from tonight.
It starts at the doors will open about 5 o'clock, and the girls play at 6, followed by the boys at, they say, 7:30, probably closer to 8. There'll be, for young kids, there'll be during the halftime of the girls' game, the all-star team has a signing place to get the signatures for all the all-stars. And during the halftime of the boys' game, the girls will be signing autographs for anybody that wants to do that. We'll have a place set up for them to do that. So it'll be a big night of basketball and sort of a kickoff maybe for our summer, for our next year's team. starts in on Wednesday night and through the month of June. So
we see some former Panthers in the crowd tonight. I know they brought their checkbook with them and or that it's in the car. But people wanting to donate or to make out the check, is this something on you got on the website, or have you got an address?
I think it's, they can just send it to me and or make the checks out to BHSS Boys Basketball. And if they do the 250, or we'll take any amount, but if they do 250 or 500, then I will get their names and the tickets for them and everything and delivered to them before the game on Friday of next week. So, you know, if you're going to go up to Bankers Life, it's a great place to watch a game. The tickets are on the floor, and the parking pass gets you closer to the place. So they tell me. So it'll be a good opportunity. We hope we have a good turnout to support our players, support Indiana basketball, and support even the Hoosiers, trying to maybe influence the recruits a little bit to come back to Bloomington.
Well, and it's got to be surreal, Tucker, just to, again, have that jersey 11, that Indiana All-Star jersey, coming back to the Panther Lair on the Holmes Court. And you kind of got the feel of the whole environment of the All-Star basketball, because you were on that junior All-Star team a year ago and had an impact in one of those ball games.
We actually just had practice Saturday. I had practice with a couple of guys, so that was a lot of fun. It was good to finally get back with them. I played with a couple of my AAU teammates, so it was a lot of fun. We had it at Greensburg.
So collectively looking at this boys team, I mean, Kentucky's just not had the team, so you want to keep the success rolling. But talk a little about the guys that you were on this All-Star, this 13-member team. Talk a little about, I mean, there's a lot. JR was talking a little about, you got your hands full with these junior All-Stars because there's some pretty good guys still with their senior year to play. But the guys whose eligibility are up, they're headed to different venues across the country. Pretty solid here. What do you like about it?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle, Mr. Basketball, I played AAU with him for the past 2 years, so that was really cool. Joey, I've known since seventh grade. Desmond, he scored like 35 a game this year, led the state in scoring. He's a big-time name now. He's going to TCU. Grant's going to IU. I played AAU with him. Tramel, one of the twin brothers, I've known him since eighth grade, played AAU with him all the time. So it's like a family. So I know everybody. I'm happy with it.
We saw Drew Smith play, too. He was a kid out of Evansville, is going to play for the Purple Aces. He prepped at Wrights High School, and they had he was led them all the way to the finals 2 years ago, so he's another name there. Well, let's put the pumpkin aside for a minute, as I always called the round ball, and talk about the smaller ball that you caught over your shoulder to make sure that Columbus East wasn't going to rally. How comfortable was it playing the middle of the diamond in your return to baseball, and so far so good? Talk about the experience.
Yeah, it's been a while.
What was it, seventh grade?
Yep, seventh grade. Ended. I stopped playing, and because I got hurt, I hurt my back, and I had to pick one, so I picked basketball. I thought I'd have a better career in that. And this year, they're all my best friends, so I was like, well, I might as well play. I need a shortstop, so I gave it a shot, and it's worked out so well. We started off 4-8, and we're 20-9 now, so.
Well, you've won 11 in a row. That, too, is the longest winning streak since Phil's senior year.
Yep.
And Coach Dodds, Eric was on that team as well. We mentioned at the top, first back-to-back baseball sectionals in 26 years. Did you have to knock much rust off? I mean, let's face it, the spring, when you got rolling, it was either windy one day or raining and cold. How'd you survive?
It's been tough. I like my 65-degree AC, playing in a uniform and sweating like a normal kid, but playing in the cold, I mean, we played at Rebuff, and it was snowing. It was like 28 degrees and windy, and it was awful. They didn't rain it out, and we played the whole game. We ended up losing, but it was an experience.
What's a key characteristic in you being a senior and, Devin Buckman off the football team? Nick Wright has been, what can you say about Nick both pitching and hitting? What about this senior class, the field there after coming so close and losing last year in a step away from playing for a state championship against Terre Haute North? What's the feeling this year as you go down to take on Center Grove Saturday?
We just want to win. I mean, these are all my best friends. I was there last year when they lost, supporting them and everything. So I just I don't want them to have that feeling, the one that I had losing in regionals. So I just want to do everything I can to win and support Nick. He'll be on the mound, and that dude's white hot. Ball. He's killing the ball.
No, I think you made a great comment. You better play defense behind him because not that he demands it, but it'd be a shame to have an unearned run. Wasn't allowed many runs, period. But, well, we wish you the best there, obviously, Saturday. What time is that game? Is that the first game or second?
We're the second game.
So the second game, and there's a time change there, I think, JR. What the
it'll be 1 o'clock our time.
1 o'clock and then the night game.
It's 7 o'clock our
after
time.
After the Panthers, and when they look to defend the title that they won. And remember, a year ago, they weren't expected to win, and they did. Beating Floyd Central, who was either number one or two in the state, and now Center Grove number two ranked at 1 o'clock local time on Saturday. Been a great kid to coach and follow, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's put a lot of time in. He used to steal all our basketballs when he was younger. He'd come in and shoot and take. He had more basketballs at his house, and so he had to bring those back. Two things I think that would really help us out Tuesday night. One is if Romeo would be a junior, because they would bring 2,000 or 3,000 people, and I wouldn't have to worry about sponsorships. Yeah. And two, I had to hire extra security for Tucker's mother, because she's trying to steal his number 11 jersey from my. So I got it locked up and taken home. She wants his 11 jersey, and I told her I didn't even let my son have number 11. How am I going to let Tucker have number 11? So things are going good. Tucker's had a great career. He's represented the school in fine fashion. This is just a little icing. So people come out, support Indiana basketball and Tucker, and if you see number 11 out the door, call the police.
And we will indeed. And again, you can send those sponsorships to J.R. Holmes. Make it out, though, to the Bloomington High School BHSS boys basketball, and that will get the job done there. Again, doors open at 5 a week from tonight, and the tip for the girls game at approximately 6 o'clock. J.R., thanks for coming back. Tucker, I just can't say enough about how much of an honor, really a privilege for me to follow you in your entire high school career and to follow you as you move through the collegiate level. But as I say, there's still a lot to eat yet on your plate. So the best of luck this weekend. And thanks for making us all proud being an Indiana basketball all-star. It's been a treat, son.
It's been awesome. Thank you.
Tucker Blackwell, J.R. Holmes joining us. And we're just getting started with Panther Night here tonight in our own little lair, our Yogi's Grill and Bar dugout of the corner of 10th and Indiana. The veteran himself, Larry Williams, he's been around for 32-plus years, and he's got another team that, his seniors are going to be on the big stage at EC Billy Hayes Track along about 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. We'll talk with Larry Williams, some of his kids, when we come back. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone, and best of luck to the South Panther baseballers and to Indiana basketball all-star Tucker Blackwell, and we thank them for joining us. But we're just getting heated up, purple and white, tonight on this 90-degree Tuesday night live from Yogi's Grill and Bar, and alongside of us, the veteran boys track and field coach Larry Williams. Been on a few times, and for good reason, because it's a great time of year. But, you know, we look, Larry, before we talk to a couple of seniors, and we have Chris Davis, Will Hopkins, and Evan Franklin with us tonight. But, you know, you started the year, and, a little bit rebuilding, a little bit reloading, and, you just slowly got better each and every week, and presto, here you are going to the big stage. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Joe, we appreciate you having us here this evening, too. Yeah, we started off the year, we lost a lot of points from our team last year. We had a fantastic group, a very talented group that graduated out, and so we weren't really sure where we were going to go this season. We knew we had talent coming, and we knew we had some kids who were some very good understudies and some kids who were actually contributing big for us last year, and these three young men sitting here with us are definitely a part of that. And so the season, some injuries, trying to figure some things out. And then we started putting people in certain positions. And as I said to someone last week, I think we finally found out where they were comfortable at and where it was going to take place for us. And these three gentlemen and about 30 others really came through for us.
Well, you were obviously you had that one deadlock with Bloomington North, but you didn't. There was no deadlock when the big chips were on the table in the postseason in the sectional and regional. But that being said, unbeaten in duels, Edgewood Invitational champs, the freshman and sophomore won the BNL invite. But and Conference Indiana boiled down. That was a squeaker. We talk about winning the all-sports trophy collectively at Bloomington South this school year. That was a tick or two or a heave away from a conference championship to Franklin Central.
Yeah, it was a very close meet, actually, between four teams, and it was going to come down to who maybe made the least amount of mistakes or who was healthiest. And, you know, an example there, and Chris Davis is sitting here, and we had to pull him from the meet because he had some leg issues going on, and I think it's a real tribute to him and the fact that, you know, he just didn't give up on the season, and we recognized it. And, you know, you can say, well, these points here, that point's there, but I think each of those four teams could say the same thing, maybe on that given evening or later on. And Chris came back and had a wonderful second part of the season going from there, didn't keep his head down. And I think that says a lot about him as a senior and these three seniors. And that's something I think they've been taught along the way from the program, from the kids in front of them. And none of them want to be that group that gives up and gives in, and they did not.
You know, we'll use one word, three letters. You did a lot of mixing and matching, but the mixing really clicked, didn't it?
It did click, and like I said, it's finding the right event, and again, I can use Chris as an example. We were running him in the 400, the 200, 4x4. Well, we figured out as the season went that, you know, maybe that wasn't working for him, so we went 400, fresh coming back to 4x4, and here that 1,600-meter relay group is going to state. It shows, I think, that kind of rest time, and by doing that allowed Kobe Sterner and Pierce Evans to run in the 200 for us and, you know, and start in that position. So people were there to ready to move in and just finding the right pieces to this puzzle.
You know, we're going to talk here in a second to Will, but Mr. Hopkins was all area last year. He's going to be on that first team again this year. He's going to be all-state. I mean, he's had an all-state year, and here he is winning, City Conference sectional regional champion. He's got the discus out to 182.7 right now into EC Billy Hayes.
That's quite a throw, 182, and we've had a tremendous history of throwers at South High School, and his coach himself, Tommy Smith, who's been working with Will, that was a placer for us years back, and so he's continued that tradition and maybe stepped it up even a little bit more there. And it's a young man that was a baseball player as a freshman and decided to come over our way, found the right way, and so he's doing tremendous with it, and was throwing shot for us also, did, and it was scoring very well there too. An injury kind of caught up with him, and again, we made some adjustments, and we decided discus was the game for him, and it's paying off.
Well, and you mentioned Tommy Smith, and Will, so far, first of all, belated congratulations on all that you've accomplished, but talk about your senior year and the influence and the connection, the communication that you and Coach Smith have had developing you and the discus.
Well, Tommy Smith, his whole entire family is a family of throwers, so his sister is actually the head throwing coach for North. So having those connections and having that relationship with the other coaches, going through Indiana Track Club, and he's been with me for the past 3 years, and safe to say I would not be anywhere close to that 182.7 that I've had without his help throughout those years.
Well, it's been a heck of a season for you, and, it, you know, preseason-wise, and we mentioned there was some rebuilding, retooling, if you will, mixing and matching, but talk about yourself and some of the where you wanted to raise the bar and how you've developed between the start of the year and where you are going into Saturday.
The beginning of the year, I came off last year with a throw of a 161. So that met state standard, went to state last year, had a shin injury, so I couldn't really deliver there. Started the year with work around October,
okay,
just in the weight room, getting as many throws in as I can. And then going through January with Indiana Track Club. That was mostly shot put, unfortunately, because I'm mostly a discus thrower. Started the year off with a 158, and after that, it's just been consistently going up, making some subtle form changes. Most meets now have been over 170. So I've had one meet over 180. And other than that, it's just the 176s. So hammering in the consistency there and just hoping for a big throw on Saturday.
Well, it's going to be maybe not as warm as it's been, but it's going to be a nice day out at Billy Hayes. Talk about the big stage. Any flies, butterflies right yet, or are you just kind of chomping at the bit here on a Tuesday to get it and go?
I'm over here. I probably stress about right after regionals, already stressing for state. Last year, it's such a big stage. Like you said, there are 5,000, 6,000 people there watching. The discus ring actually goes out into the middle of the field. So no matter where you're sitting in that stadium, every eye is on the discus ring. So that's definitely some more pressure than we've had seeing 15 people, 20 people watching throws just because it's not the biggest sport out there. However, it's just the mental, just thinking about it, thinking about what you're going to do. You've done it before, and you can definitely do it again. And just the subtle form changes,
like I said, and just hoping to deliver on Saturday.
Interesting to see how things evolved. He left baseball and went to track and field. We had a basketball player, haven't played baseball since he was in the seventh grade, pick up the sport his senior year in Tucker Blackwell. What goes around comes around. This tells me about the student athlete and the joining the tradition of what you've built in 30-plus years.
Right. And I think what you're alluding to there is, one, we have just tremendous talent at South High School. Yeah. And we have it in this town in itself. And our athletes shine. They find their way. They find a place. And the coaches sharing them and trying to make them, you know, get to where they need to be. And they're very goal-oriented.
You know, you had a great story evolved, and I mentioned it in our spotlight on Monday morning. Talk to me a little about Pierce Evans, a young man that was a callback, and that's been a great add, the callback situation, to help all the Monroe County teams, but to give the kids a chance to perform at the regional level. And he goes out and, you know, takes care of business the other day.
Well, the IHSAA recognized a couple years ago that some sectionals were a little bit more strong than others, and some kids were being left behind that could possibly do very well at the next level. And so they bring back three athletes with the best performances from those, and Pierce happened to be one of those, and he came in as number 11 seed in the 200. But, you know, working alongside with, you know, Chris Davis and some of the other sprinters and 400-meter runners, you know, again, he knew what was expected of him. And by subtracting maybe an event or two from him, made him a little more fresh. And sure enough, it gave him something to work on. The young man has great acceleration. We've got to teach him better coming out of the blocks. But once he gets going, that's why the 200 is something else. And he may not want to yet, but he may be one that we might try to talk into running in the lead off that 4x4 next year. So,
well, you got plenty of time to work on him. He's only a sophomore, and he won the regional last week to help Bloomington South win its second straight. They've won, by the way, 9 of the last 11. And by the way, that was a three-peat for the Panthers in track and field. And like the girls who'd won 11 straight, they've won 11 of 13. So track and field has been right there. As we talked with Chris Davis and Chris being a senior on that 4x4 relay. But let's get back and talk a little about Pierce. What a great accomplishment. I mean, you had to be as happy as anyone for that young man. How many pointers did you give him before the race? I got you here.
Well, having him as a teammate has been a great experience. I've gotten to know him very well and how he runs as an athlete. And being out there watching him win that event and succeed at that level was the most exciting thing I could ever hope for him. Before that race, I just told him, I was like, you are coming in at a 11th seed, but you can do well and place very well because you are that athlete that can prevail above everybody else.
Well, you've been that athlete in a couple of sports at South in your career, but what's track and field meant to you, and how has it developed your maturity now as you get set to go to the big stage on Saturday?
Well, track and field has been a very great growing experience, getting to know the two athletes that are here with me, and having Coach Williams as a great coach. It's been a building experience in my life as far as physically and mentally, as well in school. It's helped me stay focused on my education as well. And building a bond with a team like that it's become a brothership for all of us, and I couldn't ask for anything better throughout my high school career.
Well, and you had your first big highlight, throwing that tassel to the other side on the Saturday. How'd that feel now, son?
Oh, it was a huge accomplishment. And being able to graduate with some of my senior track athletes as well was a great experience, to have those brothers around with me and those sisters from track.
Now, form sheet-wise, tell me a little about your playmates on this 4x4 getting ready for the state. Feel pretty good
while
you guys are coming up to the big show?
I'm very confident in my team because I may be the senior on that team, but I know I feel comfortable with having those guys on my back holding me together, because this is my first year going to state in the 4x4 with a group of guys younger than me. So being able to be their mentor as well as their leadoff and giving them that good lead to have them have that mentality and motivation to keep it going further is great. and after regionals, I couldn't have asked for anything better from our relay than that.
Chris Davis, and he's looking to get on the podium along with his 4x4 teammates on Saturday. The meet will start in the vicinity of 3 o'clock on Saturday. And we pass the mic to another fellow senior and a guy that's going to run down at Vincennes, kind of a veteran on the microphone around here, because Evan Franklin, we've had you on the show before, be it track and field, cross country. What's this all meant to you, son, as you get ready to step on that big stage come Saturday?
It means a lot. It means a lot to me. I get to run with the friends and run with my teammates. It just pushes me harder and pushes everybody to go harder.
Well, like Will here, you kind of cleaned the table, city conference, sectional, regional champion. And you've run both a mile and 2 miles, so you got to be pleased where you are going in.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what goes on, and I want to see how close I can get to a podium this Saturday.
Well, and talk a little about your double since the season began, and where you wanted to, other than whittle the time down. Where have you become a good foundation distance young man?
It was probably mainly last year. When I had the team, they kept on pushing me forward, and it just got me realizing where my pace was and where I needed to be, and help to get the team going.
How key is pace? I mean, obviously, pace makes race, and what are you seeing as things unfold? I know you've had a chance to kind of chart who's doing what in your events. How's it look Saturday?
It looks like it's going to be really good. I've realized how to race my race and race my race better, and what I need to do going into the race.
Well, your career, like Chris so well put it a minute ago, and like Will said a few minutes ago as well, getting that high school degree, I mean, that was a big moment Saturday, wasn't it? Put the tassel over there?
Yeah, it was. I was really excited going into that.
Go ahead.
And it got me a big relief going out and getting my graduation.
What's the whole scheme of things been? I mean, talk about your career and what track and field, cross country has meant to you, son.
Track and field means a lot. Having coach as my coach and having just everybody around me and getting all the new friends through high school, it's helped me a lot and helped me grow as a person.
Well, and like Evan was mentioning, he wants to get on that podium as well, and we wish you well. You're going down to Vincennes. What are you going to be studying down there?
I'll be going into auto body collision repair.
Well, that's different.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to do an extra semester and go into a four-year college after.
There you go. Well, there'll be some college coach out looking at his talent. Evan, best of luck to you and to Chris and Will. Will, we forgot to ask you, everything that's been going on we're going to be positive here and hope for the best, and you bring home a state championship. Any college thoughts just yet?
I'm going to IU definitely. So I've been talking to the head coach of the throws of a possible walk-on spot. So just seeing what I do at state and seeing what I do over the summer. But the best case scenario would be going over there to throw for a bit.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Indiana has developed some pretty good throwers. Will, we wish you the best and bring home a state championship. And all three of you, we want to see you on the podium, and the best of luck to what has been outstanding careers, kids, since you started as freshmen and now to culminate as seniors. We really appreciate you guys coming on.
Thank you.
Well, I tell you, what can you say, Larry? And they come and go. This is the bittersweet part of things, because after Saturday, you won't be seeing them in their unis doing what they do well and progressing how they've progressed under your tutelage and your staff.
Yeah, it's bittersweet each year. I mean, I'm very excited for these young men to see what they can do on Saturday, and I think they can do very well. And then we had a couple other seniors that have been with us for several years, Zach Peterson and Colin Deckard, who have been a great part of it too. And it's hard, but I love following them after this time, seeing what goes on in their lives after 32 years as head coach. In fact, after this, there's going to be a group of maybe 5 or 10 of them that are showing up here that are back from college to kind of hang out and talk over things and such like that. So it's exciting, but it's tough to think that we're going to have to replace them. But we've seen some young talent that have their same faces that it was 4 years ago. So
well, and you know, we were talking a little about the plaudits of you know, Evan and Chris and Will as far as championships go over the course of the year going into the big show on Saturday. But you got a list of others, pole vaulters, you know, conference, sectional, regional champs, hurdlers, other dashmen that I know you're very proud of.
Yeah, we are. In the 200-meter dash, we'll have Pierce Evans, who we spoke of, then Kobe Sterner, who's done a tremendous job overcoming some injuries also. And going 1-2 in that 200 was very exciting. Within a very short time period, maybe 15 minutes, we saw Pierce Evans win the 200 with Kobe right on his backside, and then Evan wins the 3200 on a very big last kick, and then all of a sudden I look up and here comes Jacob Correa going 14 foot for the first time to pole vault.
How about that?
And then you know, get reports coming over from the discus, and then the 4x4 finishes up in second place. And it was a tremendous evening that night. And so along with them, Caleb Buddy is going to be running a 300 hurdles, making a return trip there. Luke Hensley was actually the champion in the regionals in the pole vault, so he's going to be right there with Jacob Correa, and they've both been 14 foot, and they're the top 15. And then, as I said, the 4x4, and we have Terrell Pirine and Kobe Sterner and Caleb Buddy on that particular team too. So I think I hit them all there, but that's seven individuals in a relay, so it's a great representation of the program and what these boys have done. As I tell them all the time, they are the program, and the biggest goal for them is to go in and do what they do. You talked to Will a little bit about nerves, butterflies, and all that. As long as they go in there with the mindset of what they've been able to do that, then big things will happen.
Well, and you being a veteran coach yourself and being at South High School for 32 years as you know, cross-country and track and field coach, how rewarding was it to see this 2015 season wind up just Conference Indiana-wise now with all of the quality talent in all of the sports, both boys and girls, to accomplish that feat?
It is tremendous. And the athletic program at Bloomington South has been strong for so long. And I see him still sitting over there, but I'll say it anyway. And, you know, we have great leadership from J.R. Holmes. And I know I go to places and track meets, and people, you know, might say something about their athletic director, this or that. But we get great support from him. And you know, we've never really been turned down for things we need, and he always helps us to find solutions to some problems that we might have along the way. So, but every spring it comes down to the same thing. Now, Williams, you realize you're one of the last sports to go, and if you guys don't win conference, you better at least be beating Bloomington North or Columbus North so we can have points. So we accomplished that this year.
Yes,
you did. That I think helped along the way.
Well, you do a great job, and thanks for stopping in. It was a great opportunity to talk to your three seniors again, Evan Franklin, Chris Davis, and Will Hopkins, and the best of luck to you and the girls. So we had Tom and the ladies in a couple of weeks ago when they won their first Conference Indiana championship, and onward and upward, and the best of luck this weekend, Larry.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you once again.
Larry Williams joining us, and we'll be back to close things out on a Tuesday night. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. That'll about do it tonight on our Bloomington South of night. We again thank Tucker Blackwell, J.R. Holmes, Larry Williams, and those three outstanding seniors, Evan Franklin, Will Hopkins, and also Chris Davis. Wish them well, as we do all of the Monroe County athletes out of D.C. Billy Hayes Track on Saturday and Friday for the girls. Well, by the way, we have the Reds on the radio coming up. Colorado, 8:30 pregame in the zone. David Glass, your phone calls at 6. By the way, the employee of the week here at Yogi's, our salute out to Dustin Altman. For all of our producers, Will Boatman, high atop One City Center. That's the story tonight. You've been listening to Sports Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Good night, everyone, from Yogi's Grill and Bar.